together with Heine Hansen from Switzerland. We were leading the songs in the morning before the Hunter K meeting. So so they know my face very well. so the whole meeting was an incredible experience with our brothers and sisters pioneering in different ways in their nations. Also, Reverend Clark's vision for our organization. Reverend Clark spoke to us, different days, but 3 days, like 3 hours each, about his vision for our movement. He wants our movement to become an organization that has more of a system, a systematic in choosing our leaders, and in many ways, you know, that we can work together with all of our other organizations in a more systematic way. And this is his vision. His first talk, he ended with that we should have complete confidence and don't be influenced by the society. I thought that was very important. Those are very important words. And he gave some background about the philosophies that are influencing people. And he says many of our members, we lose faith because of the influence of communism, the influence of Marxism, and the influence of Freud's ways of thinking. And so people become more realistic and not so much become spiritual people, but become just like people in the outside world. So I thought those words were very important to keep. So we went to Yeso. You've heard of Yeso?
Yeah.
You've never heard of it?
Yeah.
Anyway, it's in Korea, but it's in the most southern part of Korea, south, the bottom part. So we took a bus there, and we stayed in these brand-new condominiums that were built, and they were still building them. So they're building these condominiums. Matter of fact, you can purchase a condominium for about, I think it was 1 krona, a square meter or something like that. So the goal for this area is a huge goal. It's like building up a town, but they want to make it. Trufalda somehow is working with the government in this area, and he wants to build up Yesu to be some sort of recreational area for the future. So there's also a DVD with that. Also, they're inviting investors to come to this area to look at it, to also invest money to build it up. So it's an incredible project. Also, for us, what it means is that we also have to become interested in Korea in a way, because Father is Korean. And because Father is a very high-profile person, you know, and after Father goes to the spirit world, many people, they will be interested in Korea and things Korean. So Korea, it will become that kind of place, just like people interested in Jerusalem for that reason. They will become interested in Korea because of a true father and true parents. So it's something to think about for the future and our relationship with Korea and how we can become ambassadors for Korea also, because Korea is the fatherland. So Korea, even if the fatherland, it has many problems. Reverend Clark said that the divorce rate is getting so high in Korea that it's almost becoming number one in divorce. So it's a big problem because it has the position of being the fatherland. We also spent time at in the Holy Ground in Busan. We were there at the Rock of Tears, going up the mountain. Beautiful view over the town of Busan. So everything was very intense. We also took part in the conference. There was a conference also going simultaneously with this World Leaders Meeting. So we were part of that for one day, the ending day. And we were also invited to the Little Angels performance also. So it was wonderful to be able to represent Sweden. And thank you very much. So I wanted to sing one song, and I got to sing Exodus without your parents, which was a nice experience. But this song I'm singing now, I've never actually sang it before. So I don't know how it's going to be. But anyway, it's a song about... it's a song about going to the heavenly kingdom. This world is not my home. I'm just a passing through. My treasure and my hope are all beyond the blue, where many Christian children have gone on before, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Oh Lord, you know I have no friend like you. If heaven is my home, oh Lord, what would I do? Angels have taken me to heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Over in glory land, there is no dying. The saints are shouting victory and singing everywhere. I hear the voice of hell that I have heard before, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore, and I can't feel at home in this world
Amazing Grace.